This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
How about this story out of college football? We just want to carve out a little time to talk about it because I know it's one of those, breaking news stories. UNLV, they're 3-0 for the first time in 40 years. Their quarterback has said he's done playing this season and will redshirt because certain commitments have not been fulfilled when he decided to enroll. His statement says, "I've decided to utilize my redshirt. I will not be playing any additional games this season. I committed to UNLV based on certain representations that were made to me, which were not upheld after I enrolled. Despite discussions, it became clear that those commitments would not be fulfilled in the future. I wish my teammates the best of luck this season and hope for the continued success of the program." They're a group of six darling with an outside playoff chance, mm-hmm. and their starting quarterback has said, "No pay, no play."
Yeah, I'm out. And this is, I mean, we've talked about Jaden Rashada and his recruitment at Florida, the lawsuit that's going on. Now he's a freshman at Georgia as a backup quarterback behind Carson Beck. This is going to be something that will be a major issue in college athletics. And I don't even know if it's solved when the whole house settlement and they start actually revenue sharing, because you're still going to have these outside collectives. You're going to still have these outside incentives to go to schools. And what does that look like in the settlement? I have no idea. I don't think anybody really knows
right.
the implementation of what that settlement will look like. But yeah, if you're promised something, now the question is, was it promised in word or in writing?
Well, I think to him, it's the same, and he's willing to call their bluff yes. on it and say, "Are you willing to lose football games over it? Because right. I'm not playing."
Well, yes, to him, it's the same. To a you know, if he does decide to, you know, have legal action like Jaden Rashada has had,
yep.
obviously in writing would make it much more provable.
Oh, yeah, but I think his I would imagine his goal is to not litigate this. His goal is to get them to bend the knee, give in, and give him what he feels he was promised.
Yep.
And if they don't, you risk upending the best season you had in 40 years. Clock's ticking, tick-tock.
Oh, yeah, clock is ticking because it's not, hey, oh, yeah, check's in the mail. No, it better be a wire transfer, electronic deposit.
I mean, and anybody looking at this upset at the direction of college football and what does it come to? If you didn't get paid, you wouldn't go to work either. And I know that's not the way college sports have previously worked.
It's the world we live in now. You can like it or not like it. It's just the fact of.
Will we see more of it? I won't be surprised. And again, we don't know the story. Maybe he is asking for stuff that wasn't promised. But if he's truthful, and this does happen, guys get lied to in the recruiting process. This is his first year on
really?
Campus. I know, John.
Yeah, this is not just an NIL issue. This
right.
This is a generational issue.
This becomes your recourse
yeah.
now.
And by that, I mean, it's happened for generations.
Exactly.
Promises.
Yeah, yeah. Promises that. What do you mean? I've told
you. Yeah, we'll throw you the ball. Okay, thanks.
Did anybody lie to you in the recruiting process?
No.
It's a little different for offensive linemen.
Well, I was a tight end. I jokingly say, we'll throw you the ball. I never got thrown the ball. That to me was more of a weight issue than a catching issue.
Oh, so you maintain if they would have called the play, you would have caught the ball.
Oh, there's no question. Oh, yeah.
And you see it more now. Or like even the Monday night game, big fella gets a touchdown.
Oh, yeah. Big fella's wrong. Jake got a touchdown after me. Lloyd said, yeah, Jen said, it's not going to happen. And then a few years later, they throw it to Jake. You're welcome, Jake, for blazing the path for you.
John Jansen, Trailblazer.
Yeah.